We continue with Mishnah Bura Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Resh Ayin Aleph Siv Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Af Al Pisha Aser Lo Litam Kodem Kiddush Im Tam Mekadesh. Even though one is not allowed to eat or drink anything before they make Kiddush, if they did taste anything, they still are chayiv to make Kiddush. The Mishnah Bura says the same is true. If they eat something or drink something, they still have to make Kiddush afterwards anyway. Sifches Im Lo Kiddush Balayla. If one did not make Kiddush at night, whether it was intentional or not, they are able to make Kiddush the next day at any point during the day. The Rama says, when you do this Tashlumim and you say Kiddush on Shabbos day, since you did not say Kiddush Friday night, you say the complete Kiddush, meaning that second bracha after Bura Priya Gafen, excluding Vayichulu. One does not say Vayichulu beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you don't say Vayichulu beforehand is because Vayichulu is commemorating the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished the creation of the world, and he did so on Friday, not on Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan adds that when you make the Kiddush on Shabbos day to make up for the Kiddush from Friday night, that is the only Kiddush that you recite. You do not then need to go ahead and recite another Kiddush for the Shabbos day. Siftes tzarich shetia mapa al shulchan tachas hapas umapa achas prusa al gabav. The challah that is being used for lechem mishnah should be covered on top and on the bottom. The Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons why the challah has to be covered. One is, since you are generally supposed to say hamotzi before hagafen, and in this situation, because of kiddush, we say hagafen on the wine before we say hamotzi on the challah, in order so as not to embarrass the challah, meaning that we are going around the general order of brachos, we cover the challah so that it's okay to make the Borei Pri HaGafen first and then the hamotzi later. The other reason that the Mishnah Berurah gives is zecher laman, that the man was covered on top and bottom, so in a remembrance of the man, we cover it on top as well. The nafkamina between these two is if you are making kiddush on challah, there is no issue of kadima in brachos, so therefore you would not need to cover it, but zecher laman, you would need to cover it. The Shaar Tzion brings a third reason why you have to cover the challah, and that is tasi seuda, and that reason only applies at night and not during the day, and according to that reason, you would have to have all the foods covered, not just the challah. Another nafgamina, a difference between the different reasons is, until what point does the challah have to be covered? According to the kedimus reason and the tasi reason, it only has to be covered until after kiddush. However, according to the zecher laman reason, the chayei adam quoted in the Mishnah Berurah says that the challah should remain covered until after the bracha of hamotzi. Sif yud mekadesh al kos male yain shelo yiyeh pagam. The cup which kiddush is made on should be completely full with wine, and it also should not be pagam, which means that no one should have drank out of this cup yet. The Mishnah Berurah points out that in Siman Kuf Pei Beis, Shulchan Aruch says that b'shas harchak, one is able to make kiddush even on a kos pagam. While the Eshel Avram says that at night it's better to make kiddush on challah than to make it on a kos pagam. Continuing in the Mechaber, V'taon kol mashataon kol shel Birkas Hamazon, all the dinim that apply to the cup of the Birkas Hamazon applies to the cup for Kiddush as well. Meaning that the cup should be full and that it should be cleaned and washed both on the inside and on the outside. Continuing in the Mechaber, V'omer v'yechulu me'umad v'achar kach omer ber pri agafen v'achar kach kiddush. V'yechulu should be said standing up. The Mishnah Berurah explains because we are giving edus, and edus testimony always needs to be said standing. And then one recites ber pri agafen, and then the bracha of kiddush. Here the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rokeach in the name of the Medrash that v'yechulu should be recited three times on Friday night, once during davening, Shmona Esrei, once after Shmona Esrei, and then once al hakos during kiddush. The Ramah comments, V'yachol lamod b'shasa kiddush, one is allowed to stand during kiddush, V'yosar tov leishev, but it's better to sit down, V'noagim leishev, af b'shash omer v'yachulu, the minhag is to sit down for kiddush, even from the beginning for v'yachulu, even though it is giving testimony, Rak shemaschilin omdim ksas l'chvod Hashem, when you begin saying v'yachulu, you stand up a little bit, ki maschilin yom hashishi v'yachulu ha-shamayim v'nirmas Hashem b'rashay tevos, because we reference Hashem's name through the first letters of yom hashishi and v'yachulu ha-shamayim. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason that we are supposed to sit is because it shows more of a kvias, a set that everybody is setting themselves in this place in order to be yotze with the person who is making Kiddush. The reason that it's okay to sifar aichulu, even though it's edus, is since we already were made as such in shul, this isn't really necessary as edus. Continuing in the Ramah, ukshamaschal yitain ena baneros, when you begin reciting Kiddush, one should look at the candles, ubishasa Kiddush, because shal bracha, v'chein nirali. And during the recitation of Kiddush, one should be looking at the kos itself. Obviously, if one needs to look at a sitter in order to recite Kiddush, that is permissible. Even though the Ramah says that the minhag is to sit, there are many minhagim in regards to whether one should sit for the whole Kiddush, stand for the whole Kiddush, sit for the first half and stand for the second half, and everyone should follow whatever their minhag is. One more comment that I should have made earlier, in terms of the covering of the challah, there's a machlokas between Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if all the challahs at the table have to be covered, or just the one who is making the bracha, who is being motzi everyone.